don't know if you've ever thought all that much about the day after Jesus' death, but it was a somber day indeed as his disciples were hit by the tsunami of the reality of what had just happened. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. But while the disciples were lamenting behind that heavy stone inside that tomb, there was dead silence. There lay the stone-cold body of Jesus, not unlike any other body in any other tomb. On that cross and in that tomb, he bore the wrath of God, the righteous anger of God towards the world's sin, towards your sin, towards mine, on our behalf. Why? How? Because our sin deserved punishment. The Word of God is clear on that. The wages of sin is death, Romans chapter 6, verse 23. The unflinching justice of God demanded that the price of our sin be paid, and Jesus paid that price on our behalf. He saved us from the wrath of God, which, make no mistake, is a terrible thing. So the reality is that he lay in that grave on my behalf and on yours. Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. The shedding of his blood has given you and me, if we put our faith in him and what he did, a right standing before God. The same right standing any criminal has before the law today after his sentence has been served and the price that justice demands has been paid. And that right standing in Christ has saved us from the wrath of God. Friend, he lay in that grave on my behalf and on yours. That's good news, and that's God's word fresh for you today. All that happened out of God's great love for us, the same God who still yearns to draw us close to him. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our special edition book. It's called How to Get Close to God. To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.